Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach. And I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, it's that time again, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, I hope you are ready to get it started. It is going down. So many wonderful things are happening. I can't even keep up. I need to hire somebody just to keep up with everything that's going on. So, yes, if you know anybody that's looking to help somebody stay on track with the projects, I tell you, this social media is blowing up. No wonder, no wonder. No wonder Zuckerberg and all the others are doing so well. Remember, he came and gave nearly $1 million or so to Newark. This is the kind of results that you can see from, just imagine, just one entity in social media can do great things, and that is great news to so many people. But we want to get this party started right this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Now, don't forget, for the first few minutes, when I give out a word, you have to call in. Okay, we're giving out free coaching sessions, one-on-one coaching sessions for whatever area of your life you're trying to fix. It could be relationships. It could be health. It could be money, career, it could be spiritual, or it could be something with your teenage. If you are a parent of a teenage child, you know you need help. Or it could just be life balance. How do you balance life? That is one of my favorite coaching areas because I recognize that above a lot of things, I need balance in my life, because if my life is in balance, the people that I'm around, there's going to be a lot of imbalance there. So this first few minutes, you're going to call in, and when I give out a word, when you call in, I'll give you the word. Okay, I just wanted to check the phone lines. The phone lines are lighting up. I'll give you a few more minutes. This is the segment where we're calling this powerful acronyms. This is our powerful acronyms session. Session of the show. The show, as you know, Blog Talk Radio, we're on the air live every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. So you can call in 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991. When you call in, I'll give you a word. And when I give you that word, you will have just 30 seconds to make a powerful acronym for that word. And if you do, within the time limit, you will be the recipient of 1 half-hour one-on-one coaching. You will get to experience a live coaching session. Now, lots of people, they have only heard about coaching. They have not really experienced. Yes, you tune in to the Coach Lalisa Show, and I talk about all kinds of topics to improve your life, to better your life, better your working conditions, better your business. We've brought topics for you to help improve your marketing strategies. But we have so much more, but there's nothing like that one-on-one coaching session where you can talk live to a coach. Okay, there's nothing like it where you can talk live and then move from point A to point Z and have that guidance, professional guidance. So we want you to call in 347-945-7991. Now call in this morning, 347-945-7991. If you're on the phone lines, we will open up your phone lines and we will get started. But also, don't forget that today is Thursday. Now, what is so significant about Thursdays? Well, Thursdays is the day that we usually have our hot topic. We have a hot topic for Thursday. So what do we have for you as a coaching hot topic? Well, you know what? We're going to continue and talk about our hot topic from yesterday. We're going to keep it going. Our hot topic, we talked about open doors. Open doors. And now some of you are not finding open doors. Okay? And so there's a problem. So anyway, call in with your powerful, powerful acronym. Call in and we'll give you the acronym, 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991. Well, we have a lot going on for the month of July. This Saturday, if you're in the New Jersey area, please go to my Facebook page and find the flyer for the party on the patio with WEBC's Lady Flag and myself. You don't want to miss it. July is the month for releasing your power. We know July brings fireworks because of 4th of July. Well, there's going to be fireworks released in the universe because you've released your power. The hidden gifts, talents, and skills and abilities that you have within you to make something happen. No disappointments, no frustration, just moving forward, So that's happening all month long. There's discussions. There will be announcements. You want to keep up with those announcements. You want to stay tuned right here to the Coach Lalisa Show. Lady Diana Flagg has powerful events scheduled all month long for the month of July. Started yesterday with a teaching on YouTube. So with a teaching on YouTube, you can listen to that teaching. Also on Open Doors, you can also tune in tonight to a radio show on Praise Power radio station right here on Blog Talk Radio as well. And I'll get you that link in just a moment. Also, there seems to be a little bit of difficulty here with, okay, so we're trying to, let's see, let's log out and see if we can log back in. So it's just having a little technical difficulty. Now, let's talk for a minute about the social media. There is a social media tour that is happening. Yes, that is being launched on July the 12th. So you had tonight, you have a radio show to listen to. I'll be the guest on the radio show. You can hear my interview with Lady Diana Flagg. You can go to my Facebook page, or you can go to her page on Women Empowerment Book Club, the Women's Empowerment Book Club. And yes. And so also you can go to Facebook, you can go to my page, you can go to a lot of places. You can come right here, you can come right here and get it. And let's see, what else can you do? You can call in to the show. You can call in to 347-945-7991. Okay, well, it looks like we have a caller on the line, and let's see if this caller will get the half hour of one-on-one coaching. Good morning, caller. You're on the air with Coach Lalisa. Are you ready for your powerful acronym? Good morning, good morning. You're on the air with Coach Lalisa. Hey, okay, that person may have their phone on mute. Okay, well, when the caller takes their phone off mute, we'll open back up their phone line, and we will get the powerful acronym. So the powerful acronym, again, you will get a word, and then from that word, you will give out an acronym, but the acronym must speak of motivation, must speak of empowerment. Let's see if they're ready now. Caller, you're on the air. Good morning. Good morning, caller. So maybe they're not ready. So we'll come back to them. Now, there's lots of things happening as it relates to doors being open. So let's just talk about that for a moment. You know, there are many reasons that people are not able to be successful in life, okay? There are many reasons that people are not able to be successful in life. Sometimes people, they get frustrated, they get disappointed. There are a lot of people in life who are disappointed. There are people who are they're struggling, and sometimes the struggle makes people disappointed. You see, there's always, you know how they say, there's always two sides, you know, to a story, your side and the right side. Well, there are people who are struggling, they are frustrated, they're disappointed. And they are, they are people who, you know, have issues. Everybody has issues, right? And they are people who have issues, and they are struggling. But sometimes, if they would only recognize that there are open doors all around them, you see, you don't have to be frustrated because a particular door is not open. Let's just say you were a person who wanted to go back to college or go back to school, and you're finding that that door of opportunity is not open. Let's just say you don't have the tuition to go back, or you may not have money to buy books, even if you had the tuition, because, you know, college has several parts to it. Yes, there's the money you pay for classes, but there's other fees there's the books. Then you have to make sure you have the time to put into it. Do you have the time to dedicate to studying, to doing homework, to attending class? It's very time consuming. So it's really, you really do have to plan it. And that's why I think society recommends that students go to, you know, go right away, because, well, if you go right away, you're already in the mode of studying. You're already in the mode of doing homework. So let's just say you wanted to go back to school and you couldn't for some reason. You know, there's a hold up there. Okay, that door might be shut to you. A door could be shut. What happens? You don't see an opportunity there. What do? Some people, they just roll up in a big old ball and do nothing. That's what some do. Some, they get frustrated and take it out on others. When things aren't going their way, some people are like that. When doors of opportunity are not there for them, they don't see them, because I submit to you that the doors are there. But when you focus on one door and you can't get that door open, some people get frustrated. Some give up. They just flat out give up. Talking today about open doors. Very important topic, especially now. Especially now. Here it is, July. We're on our way to finishing up the year. One half left. One half's over. If you didn't find any open doors in the first half, well, we want to make a second half of your year different. So open doors. Now that's where the coaching comes in. Okay, that's where the coaching comes in. Because with coaching, you know, there are a lot of people who really need to be coached, but they don't know what it is. They want to be successful. So I coach women every single day, every day, and I love it. I absolutely love it. As a matter of fact, as soon as this show is over, as soon as it's over, I'm going to run out the door, leave the virtual studio, and I'm going to run over to Jersey City. And I'm going to have about anywhere from 3 to 12 women, typically women. Sometimes a man will join us. And I'm going to be coaching them to success, coaching them to success. So I absolutely love doing it. I get a chance to do it each and every day. And I think it's about time, because I have some new clients. So I think what I'll do is, with this group of clients, I will teach them today about learned helplessness. I taught on it before, but many of those clients have moved on. And that's the beautiful thing about coaching. You can do it. You don't have to do it for all your life. You can do a coaching session for a month, 6 months. But there will be another show where I'll just talk about coaching, what it is, what it can do for your life. But those individuals, yes, are sometimes frustrated, disappointed, and then some people have a lot of worry. They worry. You ever meet those people? They stress themselves out. They make themselves sick because they worry about everything. And it's very sad to watch that from people, because you know it's not doing them any good. No one can prove ever that anything good came from worrying. It's wonderful to be concerned. Oh, absolutely. That's a beautiful thing, to have someone concerned about you. That's great. That's awesome. When people worry, that's not good. Because worry brings about fear. Worry also brings about a lot of insecurity. And, you know, when you're around people who are insecure, oh, my God. No, anyway, it's just not good. I mean, there's nothing worse than being around insecure people. As a matter of fact, that should have been our hot topic. Maybe I'll make that the hot topic next week. Insecure people. Wow. You know, it just rolled off my tongue. I wasn't even thinking about it. It just came. So next Thursday, make sure you tune back in. And I'm going to definitely need Minister Patricia Martin. She keeps our calendar. I'm going to need her to remind me of that. That's a hot, boy, that's a sizzling hot topic. Insecure people are, you want to get rid of them. That's all I got to say. Avoid them like a plague. If you're around insecure people, and God forbid it's you, if you are insecure, get over yourself. Try your best. As a matter of fact, that's an area of coaching. You need coaching. If you're insecure, you might need a psychologist. I don't know if coaching can, because to help a person overcome insecurity, you have to go back probably to when they were like 2 or 3, because that's when those signs show up, and then they develop over time. Insecure people are to be avoided at all costs. Now, people are insecure for all kinds of reasons, but again, that's hot topic for next Thursday. We're not talking about hot topics today. We're talking about hot topics, but not that one. That one is sizzling hot. So we'll touch that one later. I'm just touching on it because, unfortunately, this open door thing, people who are afraid to walk through doors, some of these people are people who are insecure, worry warts. They love throwing pity parties. They love complaining. They're very frustrated people, and typically they're disappointed a lot. Everything disappoints them. Nothing can make them happy, you know. And this is the reason why they're not seeing the open doors of opportunity. You see, because you're not going to walk in disappointment, frustration, negativity, and doubt and be able to walk through a whole lot of doors of opportunity. The two don't go together. And you can look around your own life and find people that you know and see how it's working. See if you know a whole lot of people that complain or are always negative. They worry awards. They're always they're very insecure. And see if you find that these people have a lot of doors open to them. Typically, they don't, because those are the things that will shut doors, being negative, always disappointed, never grateful, never happy with where you are, always worried, never just free to accept the things that are happening in your life and be okay with it. You know, you can't just, not just accepting, you have to really be okay with it. You know, one writer said, I count it all joy, you know, when I fall into diverse temptations. You know, are you counting it all joy? That's how you get through the open doors. Now, some people, they feel discouraged. They feel discouraged. They don't believe that these doors can be open for them. You know, they believe that they were sentenced to poverty. You know, they take poverty as a sentence. You know how you commit, a person commits a crime, and they commit a crime, and they may go to court. And when they go to court, they'll get sentenced. They go to court. There's a jury. The jury finds them guilty. They're sentenced to some punishment. Sometimes, if they're in civil court, they're sentenced to typically a monetary punishment. They'll have to pay a fine. There's some dollar amount they're paying. But in criminal court, typically they will serve some time behind bars. And it's a sentence. Well, that's how some people are in their lives. They feel that their life is some type of sentence. And that's very sad because, you know, most of you know my background, and I've actually been sentenced. So I know what it feels like. It's disgusting. It's horrible. It's horrible. So the last thing you want to do, is you don't, you don't, you, you know, you don't want to live a life where you feel your life is a sentence. Okay, you have the power to change your life. Whatever you came here with, poverty, riches, in the middle, whatever you came here with, you have the power to change it. You don't have to stay the same. And even if you didn't come here with it, even if you got it somewhere along your journey of life, at any stage, you have the power to change it. At any stage in life, you can change your lot in life. And you can, really, believe it or not, not only can you find doors that should be open and doors that are open, you can create the scenario for doors to be open to you. You can, in other words, there are things that you can do. There are things that you can become that when you become that, the moment you become that thing, there are doors already at that level. In other words, if you stay at this level here, say there's five levels, level 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. At level 1, there could be, let's say, a certain amount of doors open, 4, 5, or 6, 2 or 3 doors, even 1 door. And you walk through that door, you operate in that thing, you're successful. Now it's time to move to another level. And at that new level, there will be new doors for you waiting. They're already there. All you have to do is show up. All you have to do, I'm telling you, if you want more doors open for you, there's only one thing you need to do, and that is go to the next level in your life. And there are more levels than the level that you're at. Everybody gets to a particular level and think, well, I've arrived. I'm here. And then they get complacent. They get stagnant. They settle. And that's when they miss it. The moment you settle, get stagnant, get complacent, you're in trouble. You need help. You need someone to rescue you, throw you a lifeline. And that's exactly what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing with the whole concept of release your power. Release your power is a lifeline of sort. We're throwing it out to you and saying, you can do more, you can be more, you can have more, you can go more places, you can help more people. I'm telling you, if you release your power, there is a whole slew of people out there waiting to be helped by you. There's not enough. The laborers are what is few, not the harvest. Remember, the harvest is plenty. It's the laborers that are few. So anyone who wants to jump in the ring and get to work, there's so much work for you to do. You will never run out. You will never run out. There are so many people to help. If you want to help children, you want to help parents, you want to help women, men, you want to help the homeless, you want to help the hungry, you want to help those that don't know how to read, like you know, Yvonne, my sister-in-law, she's a reading specialist. She stays busy. Oh, my goodness. She's always so busy. Why? Well, because she's helping people read, and there are a lot of people in that field. So it doesn't matter. You want to help seniors. You want to help infants. You want to help people with disabilities. You want to help people with educational challenges. You want to help the earth. You want to help, you know, the environment. You want to help the financial industry. But there's just so many ways that you can explode your talents, your gifts, your skills, and your abilities. But you must take the step. You must take the step to that open door. The doors are there. They're just waiting for you to get to that level. Now you might be saying to yourself, well, how do I get to that level? Well, you get to that level because the way you get to that level is by You get to that level because if you go up one level, you go up another level, you get there by using your talents, your gifts, your skills, and your abilities. Okay? That's how you get, that's like your vehicle. I mean, you can choose any one of those. You know how some people, they have a bike, they have a car, they have a wagon, you know, they might even have a motorcycle, an airplane even. They got like five different modes of transportation. That, you know, so some people have one. Some people only have a bike. Some people only have their, you know, Pat and Turner, right, their feet. So that's your talents, your gifts, your skills, and your abilities are like your vehicles to get you places, right? So here you are. You have some talent, some gifts, some skills, some ability, and it's going to get you right to that open door. It may be the open door of living your passion. It may be the open door of living your purpose. See, some people want to live their purpose. Your purpose is behind a door. You got to open that door. You can't be afraid. Now, if you go watch the video on YouTube, go to YouTube, put in my name, and you will find the video that will help you get to that open door. It will help you. It will give you the steps on finding those open doors. But that's what we're talking about today on Hot Topics. This is hot, hot, hot. Because, you know, we see it all the time, and doors are everywhere around us. One door is here, one door is there. Nevertheless, it is a door, and that door will be open, just like I just heard the garage door open and my husband going out of the door. You see, the door, you open the door, it's sometimes there's an automatic door, like the garage door, you hit a button and it just opens. And then there's those other doors that, you ever see those doors where they're a little harder to open because when the door was painted, it swelled a little bit, so when the door shuts, it's kind of hard to open. So you got those kind of doors. Then you got the revolving doors. That's like success just coming back to you over and over and over and over. Those are beautiful doors. I like those revolving doors. They just stay like basically like stay open, you know. And then you got the sliding doors, all right? You got the sliding doors moving from one side to another. And for some of us, you know, so the doors may look different. They may look different for different people. But no matter what the door it looks like, it could be an old barn door. It doesn't matter. A door is a door is a door is a door. And this is your divine opportunity to get through those doors, the doors of your health, the doors of your finances, the doors of your good relationship, the doors of your great marriage, the doors of opportunity that will allow you to have that family that you always wanted, or to have that relationship with a family member that you've always wanted. For some of you, there are doors of opportunity right there for you to start that business, you know, to reach and achieve the goal that you had ever since you were like 5, 10, or 15 even. Any age you can imagine. I mean, some of these doors of opportunity are opening to us, and we didn't even have a clue that such a door exists. We never knew. We never thought about it. When I was called into the preaching ministry, I had never, even though I was called into that ministry around the age of about 45-ish, and I never thought that door would be open to me. I never even thought about that being a door. Though my father was a preacher before I was born, and, you know, growing up, going to church as a little girl every day almost, because we belonged to a pretty big church. It was one church, but there were like 12 different, you know, branches of it there in Cincinnati, Ohio. So, you know, we were always somebody, one of those churches was always having something. It was somebody's rainbow tea party, or somebody's usher board service, or somebody's youth service, or there was a pastor dinner, and so it's almost every day we were at something or other up until I was age 12. At age 12, it just kind of stopped because that my mother passed away. No, I'm sorry. That was, yeah, so it kind of went away. But here. So that was the age that it kind of ended for me, because that's when my mother and father separated and ultimately divorced, but they remarried later. But that's when they separated. So, hey, we weren't going to church for a little while there. And that's not good, people. Don't do that if you can help it. So, but that door, so I, even though I grew up in the church, was around the church and knew about preaching, had seen wonderful women preachers, because I went to a church where women were allowed to preach. I know a lot of people my age, when they talk about their earlier days in the church, they remember a lot about when women, you know, because women can preach, but not in the churches that we went to. So in the church we attended in Cincinnati, Ohio, Church of Living God, women, one of the pastors that we sat under for a while, because they were all a part of this organization, Church of the Living God, one of the pastors, Pastor Eula Reese, I'll never forget her. She was a pastor, and she was our pastor. She was our pastor for a while. My mom and my dad sat under her. My dad was an elder under her, and so that's the church we attended. And that's where he got a lot of his training, and then before they actually made him a pastor of one of their churches. But I never saw myself preaching or in the ministry like that. So but I am now. But there are, so these doors can be open. I know lots of people who are doing things that they never thought would happen for them. They never saw these as open doors. I'll tell you another door that I never thought. You couldn't have paid me to think this. Somebody could have walked up to me maybe, 30 years ago, 35 years ago, 40 years ago, and they could have said to me, little girl, young lady, here's $15,000 if you believe that one day you'll be a college professor. I would have laughed at them. I would have been, because I was dropping out of high school during that time and flunking out of school around age 15. So, wow, I would have been like, are you crazy? I would have really, I would have probably tried to call authorities on that person. But that was not a door that I ever saw would open for me, you know. And for years, I tried to not do it. Okay, so that is how we have those open doors of opportunities that get open for us. We don't know where they come from. Sometimes you don't even know how the door got there. It just showed up in your life. You know, again, I didn't realize that one day I would be a teacher, or that I would be walking around on a college campus, right? With a class, a person as a high school dropout? That just doesn't register. That just didn't register with me at all. And then there was another time when there's been so many doors in my life that have been open that you could have never told me these doors would be open. But now I have to admit that, like I said, as I look back at the doors, I also see that, you know, it's going to that next level, okay? So even the door of ministry, if I hadn't have gone to the next level of being in the presence of God and, you know, talking to God and God speaking to me, if I had not gone to the level in my relationship with Him, well, you know, I probably wouldn't have gotten that door. The same thing with being a college professor. If I had not gone to that next level to say, all right, let me, you know, get these other educational documents, associate degree and a bachelor's degree, and then a a master's degree, I wouldn't have been able to have that door open to me to teach in the kind of college where I teach. Because there are, now you can teach, don't get it twisted. You do not need a master's or bachelor's or any of those things to teach in non-accredited schools. They will let pretty much, you can teach there. It's not a problem. But in accredited schools like Essex County College, Rutgers University, Seton Hall, you know, Harvard, Yale, and all of these kinds of schools, yes, you must have certain credentials to teach there. But so, again, you may get a door open to you to teach. Some people teach Sunday school, Bible study. Some people start their own schools. They start their own studies. That's another thing. Right now, I got an email, text right now, from a lady that we're about to start a university together. Now, that's really funny. That's almost hilarious. Some people, somebody hear me saying that should they should call the paramedics on me, because whoever thought I would be even saying it, let alone actually going to do it. So, all right. So I see we have a few more callers on the line. Good morning, and welcome. If anyone, I know it's past the time that we said we were going to do our powerful acronyms, but if anybody would like to give it a try, see what it's all about, get an opportunity to win that half-hour free coaching, all you need to do is hit your number one key, and I will know that your hand is raised, and therefore I will open up your phone line, and I will give you the word that I have, and again, you'll have 30 seconds to get the word, to give me a powerful acronym. You'll have 30 seconds to come up with one. Now, remember, the acronym must be, the acronym must be powerful, motivating, inspiring, educational. All right, so you have a few more seconds to do that. Yes, oh, good morning to those of you in the chat room. Good morning, Kiva. Kiva says, good morning, Coach. I am a witness. She taught college without a four-year degree. God can open the doors. Absolutely. Yes. There are colleges that offer courses that are not college classes, and they will allow people with a high school diploma to teach those classes, and you could be in a college setting. But they cannot allow people to teach accredited college courses. Typically, they don't. I'm not saying they would never do it. If they do, it would certainly be a God-open door. Because the reason why colleges can't do that is that most colleges in the United States get their funding from students who pay tuition. Okay? So students who pay tuition, that's where colleges get a lot of their funding. And students who pay, now if you're in a college where all of the funding is coming from the federal government, things could always be different. But in a college where the funding is coming from the students, typically these paying parents want their students instructed by professors who have college degrees. That's just how it is. They're not mad at anybody. They're not against anybody. But think about it. If your child is going for free, you may not care who's instructing them. But parents who pay, just like when you pay for anything, you typically want the best. You want more value. It's not so much the best. It's just the value that's added there. And so that's the only theory behind, that's the real theory behind why colleges do that. Same reason as some colleges, they have some of their their higher level courses are only taught by people with PhDs. Why? Because the paying parent, students don't have the money, so the paying parent wants the students to be taught by people with PhDs because they feel that that person can also help that student. Because, a lot of students, when they graduate college, they don't always get jobs. And especially if they have not built relationships with their professors. Because some, and that's why some students go choose certain colleges, because if you choose a college where, like, for instance, the college where I'm working at, getting my PhD, so I both work in the college and I attend college at the same time. I've been doing that for the past, I've been doing both since 98. Since 98 up to the present, I've been, well, up until a couple of years back, I was doing both working and attending school, because I'm not taking classes right this second. I am currently enrolled with Capella University to finish my PhD, but I'm taking, like, you know, a year off to get some things in order. But I was doing both. And when you're in college and you have, you know, you have professors that you, if you can go, like, the college that I'm enrolled in, Capella University, where 95% of the professors also work, or they're from the industries. These are people that your children can network with. If they network with those professors, they will already have a foot into a lot of companies, because a lot of the professors, that's like the MITs of the world and certain colleges, Boston College, certain colleges, the professors there have a lot of connection to the business world or the whatever industry. If it's a medical field, then they have a lot of connections with all the major hospitals and pharmaceutical companies. And if your child builds a relationship with those people, then they can get recommendations for jobs, the good jobs, okay? But there, I know there's a lot of people that don't know much about that, and that's okay, and that's why I'm here to tell you about it, okay? That's how the game is played, all right? And you get into the school and you network with the professors. That's why people like those professors who have, like, some professors, they went straight from high school, undergrad, graduate, postgraduate, and then they began to teach, and they've never really worked. And so they may not have relationships in big companies. But when you get those professors who come back to teaching after they've been CEOs and vice presidents at General Motors and GE and all the big energy companies and the big financial companies, you know, when you get those kind of people coming back to teach, now you've got a whole different dynamics. You got a whole another set of doors open that was not open before. Okay, that those doors may not be open. But again, there are doors, again, that we don't know how these doors get open, but I know, and I know I keep going back and forth saying we don't know how the doors get open, but at the same time, you can help doors get open. I don't know how to say it any better than that, but, you know, remember, you co-creator. Don't look suspicious when I say that, because, you know, remember God said, I'm making you in my image. So if he's the creator, so are you. So you have the power to create a lot of things in your life, including open doors. That's what I'm saying. Some doors, yes, he automatically opens, like that garage door, like a door. You walk up to the door, you didn't do anything. You just walked up to it and it opened. But then remember I said, like, there's like those barn doors that they're so hard to open. You might even need help. You may have to call somebody to come help you, to help you open that door. Okay, so there's different kinds of doors. Then we talked about the sliding doors. Sometimes they're just a little easy. You just barely touch it. It slides. We talked about that revolving door. Doors of opportunity. I like this topic. I think it's pretty cool. It just kind of came. This topic was an open door. Even at work, there are a lot of people on jobs who are missing out on open doors. I know I did for years. Sometimes I got an open door to leave. But even that was an open door because, sometimes when one door shuts, another one opens. But I think about even where I'm working right now, and like I said, right now I'm working coaching some women, two women and one man. We have one man. And I'm coaching these women to success. And it's every day. I do this every day for like 8 hours a day, almost 8 hours, right? From 9 to 4 minus lunch. And I'm there to empower, impart, you know, help to grow, you know, challenge them, try to come up with new ways to improve their life, and it's really a lot of fun. But I remember where I was working before I went there, you know, I knew what I wanted. So, you know, you got to know what you want, and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to say what you want. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. You know, God said, you know, that we can speak a thing that be not as though it was. So don't be afraid to say what you want. See, if you live in fear, you're not going to operate in faith. And if you don't operate in faith, you're going to just make more challenges for yourself as it relates to open doors. So open doors, they're all around you. And we're going to talk next week the topic for YouTube. Go to our YouTube page on YouTube, put my name in, Little Lisa J. Williams, and you will get the lesson that I put there on open doors. Open doors. I love it. And you get 4 points there on how to get those doors open. But I've had so many doors open for me. Writing the book, Release Your Power, that was another open door that, you know, God had to open for me. But, you know, he opened the door, but if I had not sat down and write the book, an open door by God, y'all, is not going to help you necessarily, you know, get to the next place that you want to get. You see, he opens the door, but you got to do the writing, right? You have to do the work. Let's, for instance, in the company, God may open the door. Let's say God opens the door for you to get a promotion. I've seen this happen to so many people. I've seen it happen to so many people. It's not funny. God opens the door for you to get a promotion, or even a job for that matter. He opens the door, you get the promotion. But when you get there, you don't have any really good leadership skills, because that's what it takes to manage people, right? Let's say the promotion is that you over people. And even if you're over projects, it doesn't matter. Leading is leading. So you're over people. You have a staff. And I don't care if it's 1, 2, 3, or more. You have a staff. So he opens the door, he gets you that promotion. But you don't have great leadership skills. Your interpersonal and communication skills at work, because you can't use the same ones you use at home with your children. It's a different group of people. Well, one, they're children, and then these are adults. So in case you haven't noticed, kids and adults think different. They learn, the research is done, the conclusions are in. Adults learn differently. They learn differently, and they act differently, and that's a good thing. We're glad that adults act different than children. On some fronts, I understand we want to be playful and we want to be youthful. I understand all that, yes. But, you know, children, their full frontal lobe is not fully developed. There's still a few neutrons that have not yet been created. But, and so you have a staff, or you have a staff, or you have coworkers, or whatever you have. And now you're at this next level, this higher level, this great door of opportunity that God has opened for you. Well, the problem I've seen is that some people got that, and then they also lost it. They got fired. They got demoted. They got let go. Somehow they could not sustain in that place with that open door, even if the door is open by someone else, right? Because they didn't know what to do when they got there. They didn't know how to go and get the training. You can go get leadership training right here with our company, Performance Strategies Unlimited. We do leadership training, branding. Some of you attended the branding seminar. We'll teach you how to brand yourself at work. We'll teach you how to raise your performance to a higher level so that you can be a high-performing employee, so that you'll always be that employee's name that's on the tongue of the leaders of the company, because every company has to think about succession. They all have to think about that, whether they want to think about it or not. They don't have a choice. They must always, companies are always thinking about who's going to replace who. You may not think about that. You just go to work, do your job, and get a paycheck. But the leaders in the company, every day, they're looking for the succession plan. Who's going to take a spot if someone of a critical, now if an everyday somebody that's just doing something routine and mundane, they're not worried about replacing that person because they know the workforce. With your new children being born and groomed and raised, and the workforce is always going to be around somehow, you know, long as their company is around, the workforce will be around. But for the critical spots in within the company, they're always looking at who's going to take that in case. What if? Because, you know, they, you know, companies, that's what they, that's their main question. What if? What if the economy turns? What if the global market blows up? What if, you know, someone is removed from the company through death, through they leave, they resign, through any problem, you know, all kinds of things. So they're always looking. That's the main thing they look at, is the what ifs. And they call those calculated risk, and that's what they always are calculating. What if this happens? What if that happens? What if the company is productive? What will happen? What if we are not productive? You know, what if the union rises up? That, they're always asking themselves these kind of questions, right? What if the government changes a law that affects us? What if technology continues to grow at this pace, 50% per year? What will happen to our, you know, products, to our customers, to our clients, to our vendors? So their companies, that's their main question. What if? So here you are in the job. There's open doors. And now, so you can, you know, we do, a lot of times when I'm speaking, you know, because I do speak to a group of students who are business students, not during the summer, but I do during the academic year. And then I'm working with people who are trying to get their life together. And I'm here on Coach Lalisa. And then we have those that are reading the book, Release Your Power. So there's always, okay, you know, which group am I talking to now? But I try to keep it pretty stable because it's pretty much the same. I mean, individuals, you can run your life like a business. At work, of course, you can conduct yourself like a business. This is my best advice to people who work. And this is my best advice. As a matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to save it. I'm going to make my best advice to people at work in order to be successful. I think I'm going to make that, I'll make that one of my YouTube topics, my best advice to people at work. Or maybe I'll make that a book. Well, that sounds like a title for a good book. My best advice to people at work. Well, we're launching a whole lot of new products anyway. We're launching a whole lot of new. By the month of August, you're going to be like, wow, this is Coach Lalisa on steroids. We're launching, we got the media tour going. That's starting on the 12th. We'll be on the radio tonight with Lady Diana Flagg. We'll be on her show. She'll be interviewing us about the book Release Your Power, which is being featured for the month of July. That's an open door, people. I'm telling you, I don't know how I missed this topic. Months ago, I should have been talking about the open door. I should have been talking about that probably ever since 1984, when the doors of Miami-Dade County Jail were open for me, and I walked out of that place. I should have picked up on it then. That was my, I had some other doors open to me, and I didn't recognize them, and so I had very, very, very horrible experiences. Like in 1980, the powerful door was open to me and I didn't see it, which was the United States Navy. For a girl with my background, going to the Navy, that was a very powerful door open, but I didn't recognize it. So, you guys here on, all right, so let's see what's going on in the chat room. Yes, good morning. I'll leave the phone just, wonderful. Okay, Pat says that she's thankful to God for all the doors he has opened. And most thankful, I know, right, Pat, we got to help slam them doors shut, put a nail in it, barricade the ones that God shut. Nobody talk you into opening, not even me. And I don't know, I've tried to talk a few people into going back to their husbands and wives and whatnot, but some people are like, Lisa, I ain't going back that door. God shut that door. And that, you got to know that, you know, so you got to know when God shut a door. Don't just go back because somebody tell you to go back, honey, because you go back, you might be not too happy. So, but one door he opened that I am thankful for, and that's meeting Coach. Oh, you're so sweet. I ain't got no money, Pat. I don't know why you said that. But no, you sweetheart, you're blessed. You are truly, truly a blessing. You have been a great, great, great friend from the day you picked up the book Release Your Power and gave me a call and had me speak at your conference. And so, again, you are proof that open doors are another step. Took the step to write that book. The book brought me to you. And anybody who watches this show or listens to this show or goes into the chat room, they know what a valuable gem you are to Coach Lalisa. And that is a result of an open door. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. So with that being said, as the young people would say, enough said. So don't forget, tune in to Kiva Renee's show. She has encouraging moments, and she has a powerful show on today with my good friend, Dr. Virginia Booth. It is going to be hot, hot, hot. You don't want to miss it. And that's all we have time for. We are so out of time, but we are never.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.